It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 13th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $49,884. ETH is up slightly at $2,675. And Solana, now in the top three, down slightly at $113. Well, Ethereum liquid restaking protocol Puffer Finance has hit $850 million in total value locked since its launch on February the 1st, making it the second largest protocol of its kind. Users can deposit Ether and receive a liquid staking token, earning yield from ETH staking and restaking. Within days of its launch, the protocol remains close to the market leader Ether5, which has $1 billion in TVL. To drive adoption, Puffer Finance initiated a five-stage points program rewarding users for depositing assets and engaging with the platform. Before its launch, Puffer Finance secured investment from Binance Labs, adding to funds raised from other notable investors like Brevan Howard Digital and Jump Crypto. Well, Peter Thiel's venture capital firm Founders Fund invested $200 million in Bitcoin and ETH last year from late summer to early fall of 2023. The investment split evenly between the two largest crypto, with $100 million in each when Bitcoin's price was below $30,000. Founders Fund has a history of Bitcoin investment starting as early as 2014 and profited $1.8 billion by selling before the 2022 market crash. Thiel himself has long been a Bitcoin advocate, expressing regret during the 2021 bull run that he had not invested more in Bitcoin. The sentencing for Binance founder CZ, which was originally set for February 23rd, has been postponed to April 30th by a Seattle federal court. CZ faces charges of money laundering and could receive a prison sentence of up to 18 months, although U.S. prosecutors seek a longer term, arguing for a maximum of 10 years. Following a prolonged investigation, CZ pled guilty to violating the Bank Secrecy Act and resigned from his role as CEO of Binance last November. As part of a settlement with the U.S. government, Binance agreed to pay $4.3 billion and CZ agreed to a personal fine of $50 million, currently out on bail with a $175 million bond. CZ remains subject to a travel ban imposed by the U.S. federal court. Well, Bitcoin traders are showing bullish sentiment by purchasing options bets at prices above 65,000, reminiscent of earlier bull markets. Over the weekend, many calls at 65K, 70K, and 75K were traded on Deribit, a leading crypto options exchange. These out-of-the-money calls reflect optimism about Bitcoin's price movement. And finally, Australian computer scientist Craig Wright faced intense cross-examination during the second week of a crucial UK trial to determine the legal stance of his narrative on being the inventor of Bitcoin. The Crypto Open Patent Alliance, backed by major crypto players including Coinbase and MicroStrategy, sued Wright for alleged forgeries related to his claim of being Satoshi. During the trial, Wright has made fresh allegations against members of the crypto community but was accused of offering inconsistent versions of events. Despite attempts to blame others for inconsistencies, Wright faced scrutiny over documents submitted as evidence and his making of conflicting statements. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.